We've got this belief that once we get to $100,000 a month in sales, that our life is going to somehow miraculously change. Your $250,000 profit a month may not last forever. So you've got to put strategies and processes in place to make sure you don't just put that money into thin air. You're going to be out there fighting every single day to make sure that you're getting the money in the door to put in your bank account. So you've got to take action and start thinking about, who are you doing this for? Do you want to be that guy that looks back in like 50 years time and says, I didn't do all I could. I just sat back on the couch. I'm here to tell you today that breaking the 9-to-5 and becoming a multi-millionaire in Australia is so possible, it's not even funny. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Today is special. It's a bit different. It's about mindset, because I can tell you, in my own journey, my mind had to be completely expanded to bring in whole new beliefs, because I even had myself self-limiting beliefs. So let's talk about mindset. Let's talk about self-limiting beliefs. Let's talk about doubt and how those can impact you on your journey. So go back to 2017. I'm absolutely broke. I've just started an Amazon training program. And I remember sitting in the audience of this training program, it was probably like 400 people in there. And they said, write down your goals, okay? Your goals to, and what you want to do within selling on Amazon. And I remember writing down, in year one, I want to be selling like $3,000 a month. And then by year two, I want to be selling about $5,000 a month. And it kind of went, I think the biggest number I had was about $20,000 maybe a month within like year number five. And it's easy to look back now, because at the time I didn't have any money. So, you know, $2,000 or $5,000 was like a lot of money for us, what was considered a side hustle, right? Because that's generally why people start like an Amazon type business, because they want to do it as like a side hustle with the hope and the dreams that it will one day become a full hustle to replace your like 9-to-5 job and get out of the, what we now talk about, the matrix. Now, I can tell you, having now amassed over $40 million in sales online, that the beliefs and the goals that I had in the very beginning in 2017 were so tiny that it now makes me look at, I don't know, it certainly makes me laugh to think how tiny of the goals I was actually putting in place. And I was writing these down too, thinking they were going to be awesome. And I think one thing within that training program, they had a goal, a kind of like a goal, which was like the really big award. And the big award for the program was, if you could do $100,000 US in a single month, you would achieve the biggest award they had. So already within that award system, they had already kind of put this belief in that, hey, if you get to 100,000 US a month, you've basically made it, right? Now, I can tell you from experience, and I talk to other sellers too about this. You know, one guy I spoke to the other day, he's done $1.7 million in sales for an entire year. Now, congratulations to him. It's absolutely awesome. I don't know what sort of profit we're talking. We're talking sales. I can tell you he hasn't run out and bought a Porsche yet, right? But I said to him, look, what sort of dollars are you talking a month? Now, we're talking actually over $100,000 a month if you're doing 1.7. And I said to him, has your life changed? And he said, no, exactly. Because we've got this belief that once we get to $100,000 a month in sales, that our life is going to somehow miraculously change. We're going to have servants and a Porsche, and we're going to have chefs and a massive house on the water or something, right? And then you get to that number and you look around and nothing's changed, right? Now, I'm not saying that absolutely nothing's changed. Let's say you work on an average profit margin of 30%. You might be making $30,000 a month profit. But here's what happens. In the very, very beginning, if you're selling a product, that profit, you don't see it in your pocket. You don't see it in your bank account because it's going back into stock. So you're forever chasing this stock month to month, trying to get more stock, especially as your business is growing. And if you what in order in like in my case, my profit margin was upwards of 50%, and I was stacking that money, right? It was stacking my bank account faster than I could keep up. And I remember getting to myself, I got to $100,000 myself, and I did the same thing as what I said to this other gentleman. I looked around and my life hadn't changed. And I'd put this self-limiting belief that once I got to that number, everything would be different and life would be great. Now, I was still getting out of debt at that stage. I was still in the hole basically of $1 million of debt. I probably paid some off by then. But it was just interesting talking to this other guy who's, you know, 27 years old doing 1.7 million and just realizing together, and I could tell him because I'd already been through it, and he was now realizing that 1.7 million wasn't actually life-changing. Now, while we're on that topic, I can tell you what is the life-changing number. For me, it was once I started to make a profit of about $250,000 a month minimum, that's when things really started to change. At that sort of money level, you're talking like literally pocketing 250K a month. That means things like paying off debt like within like a month. Of course, the $1 million took a bit longer than that, but it means like you could save up a house deposit within like 3 months. You could save up and you could then pay it off. I actually paid off the first house I bought after my financial crisis in about 12 months. Bought the house, put a minimal deposit down, got into the property and just paid it off within 12 months. You can then start doing things like, which is the bigger thing, which is what I encourage you to do, which is things like looking at investments, right? How can I best protect my money? How can I put, because you don't want to get 250 a month and just start blowing it on like overseas holidays and things, right? You want to start thinking, and this is another, if you're writing things down, listening or watching this podcast, write this down. Your business may not last forever. Your $250,000 profit a month may not last forever. So you've got to put strategies and processes in place to make sure you don't just put that money into thin air, right? You want to look back in years to come and think, yeah, I actually put that money into like properties, crypto, shares, whatever it is, right? Just something that's actually an asset that's going to go up in value. So back to the mindset of things, it was absolutely self-limiting of me to go back to the beginning and thinking about that. So the other thing I want to talk about is goal setting. Okay. Now I told you in the beginning, I was setting some goals and they were completely too small, but I really do believe that you have to set goals for yourself. And the reason for that is that if you don't have a goal set, and it could be like a monetary number, it could be a car. I don't really care what it is, right? And it's not my place to judge what your goals are, right? But you need to have them. It might be, I want to get out of the 9-to-5. It might be, I want to travel the world, right? Whatever the goal is, I really do believe in writing it down. And I mean writing it down on a daily basis. And the reason why you do that is because what you focus on, you can deliver on, right? So if you're focused on breaking the 9-to-5 and you're writing that down every single day, your actions are going to be heading in the direction of things that will help you get out of the 9-to-5. If your goal is to have $1 million in the bank, your actions are going to lead you in the direction of getting $1 million in the bank, because that is your focus and that is what you're writing down on a daily basis. The other thing I want to talk to you about is doubt. And I see this, look, I've been through it myself, but I also see it in lots of other people, especially when they're coming from this 9-to-5 mindset and they want to break out of the 9-to-5 matrix and go into a small business. And the small business is going to be like an Amazon business, an Amazon-based business, an e-commerce business, right? And it is a very, very hard transition to go from a worker bee getting a paycheck every single week where you don't even have to think about it. The money just drops into your account and you just spend it, moving into, you're now going to have to be the warrior. You're going to be out there fighting every single day to make sure that you're getting the money in the door to put in your bank account. Because guess what? When you're self-employed, no one else cares. No one else is doing it for you, okay? So you've got to take action and start delivering yourself and start thinking about who are you doing this for? Now, for me, I was doing it for myself, but I was also doing it for my family, yeah? I don't want to be the guy, and I like to consider myself like the breadwinner, even though I'm not, but I'm certainly one of the warriors of the family, fighting every single day for my family. I want to look in the mirror and think, you are doing everything on a daily basis to make sure this family doesn't end up on the breadline, right? And that's the type of mindset you want to have. And looking at your family, do you want to be that guy that looks back in like 50 years' time and says, I didn't do all I could. I just sat back on the couch and just thought, oh, you know, someone else can do that, or I'm not good enough, or this isn't possible. I'm here to tell you today that breaking the 9-to-5 and becoming a multimillionaire in Australia is so possible, it's not even funny. What is the lesson? The key, how do you do that? It's going to be knowledge. Knowledge gives you confidence, which gives you power. And it doesn't even matter what discipline it is. I'm not here today to sell you an Amazon training program. I'm not saying that you've got to come and be mentored by me. I'm just saying you've got to get knowledge in whatever field that is. So whether you're doing trading, you're doing crypto trading, whether you're doing share trading, whether you're starting a business in making hamburgers, right? It doesn't matter what it is, but the secret is getting the knowledge, because knowledge equals confidence, which equals power, yeah? I've been there, guys. I've been there in self-doubt, thinking, how am I going to make things work? But I tell you what, I didn't let that get in the way, right? I'm not saying it didn't come into my mind. I remember distinctly walking along a street one day. This is literally just down the road in Tweed Heads, right? I just had one of those moments where I had to get out of the house. I was walking down the street and I was feeling a little bit sorry for myself, thinking, how on earth did the fuck did I get into this $1 million of a hole of a debt, okay? But that's the situation I was in. And I went out for a walk and I remember kind of like praying. And I don't know what I was praying to, but I was praying and I was basically saying, please, all I want, if I come out of this alive, all I want in life is a 4-bedroom brick house in the suburbs and a Subaru WRX. That's all I wanted. And I said, if I can have that, I'll be happy. I'll be content. It was like I was just drawing a line in the sand, just like, just give me that and I won't ask for anything else. But I can tell you something else. Having now achieved that and obviously much, much more, and if you don't know, I've actually now got a collection of Subarus, like literally like 6 Subarus, including, for those that may know, a 22B, which is like the dream car. I can tell you that setting those goals is good, but imagine what you could do if you had more, right? Imagine what you could do if you had millions and millions of dollars at your disposal, right? And I'm not saying imagine what you could do as far as how many Lamborghinis you could buy. I'm saying imagine what you can do as far as an impact on your family and the ones that you care about, right? I've had the opportunity to buy my mother-in-law her own property, right? She was living in some shithole up in Brisbane. And my wife and I just said, no, we're not gonna stand by this anymore. We've got the money to go and make a difference in her life. And we went out and bought her a property, and she now lives in that property near to where we are. So she's close to the family. And that was a very, very special time. You know, imagine what you could do if you set big goals and dreams and delivered on them by taking action. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you've got a lot of value out of that episode. I was trying to pour in some real deep things out of where I was at the time, and just so you know that, you know, I've been through those same things too. And I look forward to seeing you in the next one. All the best. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.